So how did you first get interested in doing it?
Well, this will be the second time that we've done it. We went 2 years ago, and when Andrew Morrison was up here doing Tofino Food and Wine Fest, he sort of extended the invite. It's knowing that you're the only person coming from Vancouver Island to represent is great, and it's a good cause. Like, it's for the Olympics and the Olympic team, and yeah, it's always fun to sort of compete against your peers, you know, and being in such a remote place, we're sort of disconnected from what goes on in the city. And it's partially by choice, you know. Up here, we're not really influenced by anything, and so the cuisine that we create is pretty naturally based on what we have at our doorstep. And so it's nice to take that to the city and sort of showcase it.
What did you learn from the first go around?
From the first go around, definitely. The first time we did it, like the amount of food that you have to produce in the time. We'll definitely keep it less moves on the plate, like just for efficiency's sake and to keep it rolling along.
Because we're talking about what, 800 pieces of food or something?
Yeah, it's 600 plates in an hour, something like that. And they're small, but it's still a lot of work, and you're in fairly tight quarters, and you kind of want to. We've got some ideas about what we want to do for our dish this year. We've already got our wine lined up. We've got Sandhill on board, so Howard soon is going to be supplying the wine, and that's exciting for us because I think they're really outstanding examples of British Columbia wine. But yeah, definitely the first go around, I wouldn't say we overcomplicated things, but we could have made it a little easier on ourselves, and it might have made for a more effective one-hour bonanza, you know? Yeah.
So that's that's one of the main things you have to think about is getting that food out there. Mm-hmm. But what about the actual dish itself and how it's going to, you know, be attractive to the judges?
I think definitely after the first go-around, the first year we did some sort of, we definitely used higher-end sort of really luxurious ingredients, and I think this go-around we're going to use sort of a little more, I won't say common things. We have a couple ideas that we're tossing around, but I think we really, this time around, we just want to showcase some really nice technique and utilizing sort of less expensive ingredients and showing off the cooking. All the judges are pretty in tune with what's going on. There's chefs and food writers on the judging panel, and so taking things that are normally, I don't know, a little less thought about as being luxurious, and sort of really dressing them up with some good technique and making it really in sync with the wine. I think that's, we want to do something where they eat it and then the rest of the plates seem boring, you know?
Yeah. So what did you do, I won't ask you what you're planning for this one because you don't want to give away any secrets. Yeah. But what did you do last time?
Last time we used venison from Sydney Island. And we got that meat through Two Rivers, and we did a bunch of foraging around Tofino, so we used evergreen huckleberries and chanterelles. We had a little bit of foie gras on the plate, and my pastry chef, Matt Wilson, we were trying to... He's definitely got a really strong skill set when it comes to anything in the pastry world, and so we ended up incorporating a bit of chocolate on there as well. We did some chocolate-painted foie gras, and we had the berries and the venison, sort of a real wintry dish, but... This year, I think it feels like it's still summertime now. It probably won't in November, but we're definitely planning on making it a little bit lighter. Probably do something from the sea, I can tell you that. but who knows, between now and then, every day of every week, we get inspired by different things. And if we stumble upon something that we think is gonna knock their socks off, we'll jump on it, whether it's meat, fish, poultry, shellfish, who knows.
Yeah. You just spent the last week kind of on a culinary exploration. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, we Matt and I spent the week sort of really connecting with some of our local suppliers in the Tofino area, as well as doing some foraging on our own, getting down on our hands and knees in the woods and picking chanterelles. We went to Bamfield and harvested kelp with Canadian Kelp Resources down there, which involves going out on a boat with a knife and literally cutting the kelp out of the ocean. Did some fishing, all sorts of fun things, but it definitely sort of, it really, I don't know, it made me really stoked on what's going on up here. For instance, like the kelp company there, we've been buying off of them for years, but Bamfield is quite a remote little town, and it's a pretty small hands-on operation. It's not like they're giving tours, and so I was really, really happy to be able to go out and actually do it myself and see how it works. And now when those bags of kelp come through the door, I know exactly where it came from in the ocean and how it was dried and packaged and made its way here. And sort of doing those sort of things really, really makes you excited about the food you're producing.
Do you think that's important? I don't know what the exact judging criteria are, but is it important to you to say with this dish that's coming up for gold medal plates that this is like a Tofino created,
For sure. Yeah, definitely want to do justice to our area and to our suppliers and just to the natural things we have around. We're in such a unique spot, and we have a lot of things at our doorstep that chefs would kill for, like having chanterelles that were picked like 2 hours before you're serving them is pretty unique. And we have a really amazing farmer down the road in Euclid who grows our greens for us, and you can definitely taste the difference. All these people are really passionate, and it's very personal the way that we cook up here. Every fisherman and everybody that brings us shellfish, we know them all by name and face, and we do business with a handshake and a smile, and it's very personal. It's not like a big delivery truck coming and dumping things off. And the more connected we can be with our dish, I think, when we're actually speaking to the judges and explaining the dish, hopefully that'll sort of resonate with them, and they'll get a sense of how passionate we are about what we're doing.
So, but all in all, it's a fairly good-natured competition, right? Although I know there have been a few little things.
You know what? Anytime you go and do a competition against your peers, and just looking at the list of names that are on there, everybody has different styles, and it's food. It's very very subjective, and everybody has different tastes. And so, all you can really hope for when you sign up for a competition is that your dish comes out the way that you wanted to. And if I go to Vancouver and the dish that we plan comes out smoothly and tastes and looks the way that I want it to, then I'll be happy. But being on the podium would be pretty sweet. Yeah.
Good luck with it.
Yeah. Cheers. Thank you.